For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The lead U.S. attorney prosecuting many of Minnesota's social services fraud cases is resigning. The Minnesota Star Tribune reported Tuesday that Joe Thompson is among several other top prosecutors resigning from the office. The move comes after top Justice Department officials have been pushing the Minnesota U.S. Attorney's Office to investigate Rebecca Good, the wife of Renee Good, who was shot and killed by ICE agent Jonathan Ross last week. The New York Times reported Monday that federal investigators are looking into the Good's possible connections to activist groups, in addition to the actions of Ross, prompting the resignation of six prominent prosecutors. Thompson was appointed Minnesota's interim U.S. attorney in May 2025, until Daniel Rosen took the office last October. During his brief tenure, he prosecuted those responsible for the sprawling Feeding Our Future scandal, as well as Vance Bolter, who shot and killed former House Speaker Melissa Hortman, her husband Mark, and dog Gilbert, and seriously injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette in June. A Republican state lawmaker announced he has filed articles of impeachment against Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Representative Mike Weiner from Long Prairie posted the articles of impeachment onto his Facebook page Monday. The document includes four articles justifying impeachment, alleging Walz is committing corrupt conduct and violating his oath of office. The articles allege Walz knowingly concealed widespread fraud in the state's Department of Human Services, interfered with oversight and investigation into the fraud, prioritized political narratives over disclosure of fraud, and allowed statutory safeguards to be ignored or weakened. In Minnesota, the House of Representatives has the sole power of impeachment through the concurrence of a majority of all its members. All impeachments are tried by the Senate, and a conviction requires a two-thirds majority. The impeachment articles come after some Republicans in the state have called on Walz to resign, which Walz has said he will not do. Two sitting senators on opposite sides of the aisle announced their intentions to seek re-election. State Senator Grant Hochschild will run for a second term representing the northeasternmost part of Minnesota. The Hermantown DFLer is the last Democrat representing rural northern Minnesota. He defeated Babbitt Mayor Andrea Zupancic by just over 700 votes in 2022. They'll likely face off once more this year in District 3 as Zupancic has also announced a campaign. Hochschild says his priorities include focusing on families, helping seniors retire with dignity, and growing the regional economy. District 7 State Senator Rob Farnsworth also announced a run. The neighboring district represents most of the Iron Range. The Hibbing Republican says his priorities include oversight and accountability measures to address fraud, lowering the cost of living, and supporting mining and job creation. The Hibbing School District has a new acting superintendent. In an emergency meeting Friday, the Hibbing School Board selected Carrie McDonald as the district's acting superintendent. McDonald comes from the district's current administrative team, serving as Director of Teaching and Learning and the Blue Jacket Career Academy Director. She previously served as principal of Greenhaven Elementary School in Hibbing. The move comes after Superintendent Rick Aldrich announced he would resign last week due to a health condition. For likely the first time ever, a high school hockey game will be broadcast in Ojibwe. Megan Buffington has the story.
On November 28th, Native American Heritage Day, the Minnesota Wild hosted a first-of-its-kind Ojibwe language broadcast. Inspired by the game, the Rock Ridge Indigenous Education Program reached out to the announcers, asking if they'd be interested in a trip to the Iron Range.
This is a huge, huge honor for them to come here to our community, and this is big for the Indigenous community.
Maria Potterzay is Rock Ridge's Indigenous Education Director. The Ojibwe broadcasts will cover the girls' game against Cloquet Esco Carlton on January 20th and the boys' game against Grand Rapids on January 30th. The games will be streamed on the Rock Ridge YouTube page and broadcast live on KBFT, Boys Fort Tribal Community Radio. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.